This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, March 16th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. This day observes the death of St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. And yet, it's become far more. It's become an international celebration of Irish culture, with parades, ours is tomorrow at noon, dancing, drinking, green, lots of green, green beer, green shamrocks to bring luck, love, and hope, leprechauns for mischievous fun, corned beef and cabbage, and far more that represent the Irish culture. We don't have to be Irish to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in the Irish culture. It's surprising to discover that on this one earth of ours, there are 7 continents, 235 countries, 72 territories, and anthropologists have identified about 3,800 cultures. Here in Canada, according to the Canadian Census in 2021, we have over 450 different cultures or ethnic origins. 4.4 million of us are of Irish descent. But we have people of other origins, English, Scottish, French, Indigenous, Métis, Europeans such as Italian, German, Ukrainian, Chinese, East Indians, Filipinos, and obviously many more to reach that 450. Our diversity makes us better. 99.9% of our DNA is identical to each other. Just 0.1% makes each of us unique. We now are a country of almost 40 million, and we have over 450 cultures. Each of us can be aware of our heritage. By celebrating our family traditions, embracing our culture, and understanding where we come from, we can have a strong sense of self and enjoy being who we are. It's fine to be aware of our own culture. It's also great when we can respect one another and other cultures as well. When we create an inclusive society, we can live peacefully together and respect one another. It's important to recognize that no one culture is more valuable or better than another. We've built walls that need gates and doors or to be taken down entirely. We need to avoid stereotypes. Our impressions without knowing others of a different culture keep us apart, suspicious of each other. When we mix and mingle and learn about one another and our individual cultures, we widen our perspective and create bonds that join us. We establish relationships, build trust, and decrease our fear of the unknown and intolerance. When we come together, we are stronger, better, wiser, and we contribute to society and to our own well-being. That improves our communities as well. Our customs, languages, and traditions reflect our past. Plus, our current time, our shared experiences, help us shape a better today and future. We win when we relate to each other and learn from one another. Social worker Mary Parker Follett said, "Unity, not uniformity, must be our aim. We attain unity only through variety." Yes, our differences must be integrated, not annihilated, not absorbed. People are social beings. We can come together and learn about each other's cultures in many ways. Festivals and cultural events invite us in to party and experience another culture without having to travel abroad. We can dance together, taste different foods, hear one another's stories, and listen to each other's music. We can see each other's art and enjoy experiencing other traditions and heritages. So tomorrow, we can enjoy and celebrate the Irish culture, and in future days, we can come together and share other experiences. In this way, we develop cultural awareness, so we respect one another, better understand one another, and we can embrace one another. We widen our world when we include our friends of different cultures who will enrich our lives by sharing what they know and understand. Together, we join to make our world a better place. Albert Einstein said, "Peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding." By being open to sharing our own culture and learning about the culture of others, we create bonds and cultivate mutual respect, and yes, we make ours a more peaceful and loving world. Today, your From a Woman's Perspective team will once again share their knowledge and experience, so anyone listening who wishes to take charge of their life can be empowered to make informed decisions. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Christine the health coach. We'll talk relationships with our Cupid Linda Miller, get smart real estate solutions from Sharon Parenteau, accessibility tips from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. We'll learn about person-centered care from Jane Teasdale of Mosaic. I'll be your wardrobe doctor. And we'll also have a conversation with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. So, one important message about organ donation, and we'll get started. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us make our money work for us and take charge of our life, financial planner Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial joins us. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So what do you have for us today?
Well, I was really keen on your opening, and you talked about diversity, inclusion, a melding of cultures. We all benefit from the various cultures and their experiences that have contributed to our society. I mean, you and I, as good Irishmen or Irish descent, are celebrating St. Paddy's Day. And we think about the positive contributions that the Irish have made to Canada and the world that we live in. Seeing the world through a different prism can sometimes enlighten us as to the possibilities of something else. If you look at the word enlightenment, it really is to shed light upon a subject. All we have to do is really open our eyes and embrace that contribution that others make. In my website, I coined the phrase, if you're having trouble seeing something, change the perspective. And it really is about looking at something and trying to see something from different perspectives. Good financial planning does that. It shouldn't be formulaic. We tend to want to take the elements of someone's life, financial life, and help people, whether they be individuals or business owners, and help them craft an outcome that may be better than they themselves have done. The challenge in the financial services business, it's a complex industry. It's comprised of a myriad of strategies, products, and services that are offered by multiple different institutions, banks, insurance companies, investment companies, etc., and championed by professionals, be they accountants, lawyers, investment advisors, bankers, a whole raft of people. As financial planners, we like to see ourselves as the glue that brings this all together. As a multiple designated professional, I like to bring my knowledge of law, accounting, finance, tax, insurance, investment, and government programs to an informed conversation with our clients. We don't try to replace lawyers, accountants, and bankers. What we bring is our understanding of what they do. We don't try to replace people. We attempt to enhance the outcome. Similar to the diverse cultural contributions that make up our society, financial planning tries to bring to bear the most positive elements of the financial world for your benefit. Let me see if I can give you an example. So I have a business owner client by the name of Andrew, who in our discussions of the what's next in his life, because he's coming within 4 years of the scheduled retirement date within his firm. And so what he wants to do is he has a substantial amount of money in his retained earnings account. And so we started to talk about an idea of how could he get that money out of his retained earnings account. And we happened upon a life insurance strategy. This strategy can't be done without the informed understanding of his accountant and the careful structuring of this strategy with the informed assistance of his bankers. Professionals ally together to enhance the well-being of their collective client. Yes, I said life insurance, a product and a strategic tool that has a significant living benefit that will save the person substantial tax dollars, and they will enhance their estate values for the future well-being of their loved ones. This is an example of life insurance, which we only think of as benefiting others in a death benefit, offering a significant benefit to a living person. So, to once again say, if you're having trouble seeing something, change the perspective. A good financial planner should help you change the perspective on your money to get a better outcome than you might otherwise have thought you could get.
When the times we've spoken, you've mentioned how personal your service is, that you meet your clients at least twice a year, that you listen, that you basically are a GPS, and obviously, what we don't know, we don't know. If someone is sitting there and can identify with Andrew and wants to take money out, the retained earnings, and do it tax efficiently so that it's, you said, tax-free, do they just call you and tell you their story and you say, go ahead? How would it work?
It would be just that. Like anything, they could start at my website. I talk about some of these strategies on my website. It's a website that, the way it's structured, is never finished. I'm constantly adding new strategies or perspectives on financial planning and products and services that are available. It is an open-ended website. Frankly, they could take some of the information around these strategies and talk to another financial advisor. I created this website so that I could have clients and prospective clients be able to get information so that they can have an informed conversation about things that might be of benefit to them. A detailed conversation with a qualified financial advisor will help determine whether the strategies that they might think are of interest to them and perhaps useful can in fact be useful to them. So reach out. Happy to have the conversation, but start on my website.
And your phone number, Kevin, if someone wants to just chat with you and talk to you about financial planning. It sounds to me, as we get to know one another better, that you really care about people. You want to help them make their money work for them, but it's about them being informed, much like the team from a woman's perspective, so they're empowered to make informed decisions. So what number can we call you at?
416-708-6229.
416-708-6229. FullCircleFinancial.ca. If you're wondering if your money's working hard enough or if you've done it right, the best person to talk to right now is Kevin Giffen, because he'll give you advice with 30 years of experience, and then you can go away and think about it and make an informed decision and move your life forward. Again, Kevin Giffen, Full Circle Financial, 416-708-6229. It'll take a bit of time, but it'll be worth it. Thank you, Kevin, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week we started the discussion about digestion and what happens when we're not feeling well and the impacts that stress can have in digestion. But this week I'm going to talk about a couple of more points, some things that can affect our digestion. So when we think of the gut, it's actually filled with trillions of beneficial bacteria, and that's known as the microbiome. And it's really important for supporting our immune system and our metabolism. But there's many factors that can lead to the imbalance of this good gut bacteria. And the first one is a diet in high sugar, in a lot of sugar, for example. So studies show that consuming high amounts of sugar and processed foods can actually lessen the amount of good bacteria in the gut. And that can actually lead to increased inflammation. Now, sometimes patients will come in and they've had to use antibiotics, for example, because they had a bacterial infection. But certainly studies have shown that even short doses of antibiotics can have a profound negative effect on the gut diversity, because so that can have a long-standing impact on our health as well. And alcohol consumption, for example, has been shown to increase inflammation and even increase the presence of what we call the bad bacteria in the gut. So certainly, those kinds of things can really have an impact on our health. And the last point is the lack of sleep that many of us, unfortunately, are subject to, because sleep is a crucial ingredient for our overall health. And studies have found that there's an association between irregular sleep patterns and harmful bacteria in the gut. Certainly, many of my patients will ask me about enzymes, for example. Can that really help with our digestion? And there's certainly different enzymes that we have in our stomach that help break down carbohydrates. They help break down lactose. That's the natural sugar in dairy products. And even there's enzymes that we naturally produce to help digest fats. And supplemental enzymes may be helpful for patients, but I really recommend they really discuss it with a naturopathic doctor to see which type of enzyme might be best for them. When the body lacks digestive enzymes, for example, it doesn't release naturally these enzymes, we can get things like stomach cramping, bloating, diarrhea, and even unexplained weight loss. But Certainly, many of my patients will come in. We might do food sensitivity testing to see what their food intolerances are and see if that's certainly the culprit. But we do blood testing to identify those kinds of things. In the meantime, if patients have any questions, they have some digestive issues, they want to have some food testing, they can certainly give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Whether it's for a digestive issue or another health issue, if you want to get to the root of the problem and deal with it naturally, Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, will offer you a complimentary consultation, no obligation, either by phone or in person. So take down the number, ask your questions, and get your answers. 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, to explain more how we each can hear our best, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto joins us. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. A happy St. Patrick's Day to those who celebrate it. I will admit, I didn't know much about St. Patrick's Day, so I did a little bit of research. Its story reaches far more than the eating, drinking, and parties that I had only heard about, but a little bit more about that later. The story of St. Patrick as a man is quite interesting. This is a story that dates back to 400 AC. He escaped slavery in his late teens and escaped to Europe, and several years later returned to Ireland as a priest and converted the Irish people from Celtic pagan religions to Christianity. The color green, that is well associated with St. Patrick's Day, originated from the green color shamrock, which is a three-leaf plant, which St. Patrick used to explain the Holy Trinity. The color green can also be stemmed from the Emerald Isles as well. It is said that until the 1700s, St. Patrick's Day was only observed in Ireland. At that time, it was a far more somber affair, with prayer either at home or in church. And it wasn't until Irish immigrants started moving into the United States that they started to mark the day with parades and other events, making a day of pride. Things have evolved from there, and they've been characterized by food, drink, music, and parties. In Chicago, they even dye the Chicago River green on that day with food coloring. This tradition started in 1962. Now, the thing I like most about St. Patrick's Day is that it brings people of all creeds together, whether they are Irish or not. It is a reason to gather and enjoy each other's company with some great food, drink, and lively music. In my line of work, we help people have and maintain active lives and take part in all sorts of activities, and I think St. Patrick's Day is a great reason to get together and have a great time. A happy St. Patrick's Day to all.
Well, to stay engaged in life, we have to be able to hear each other. And if anyone is having any issue with their hearing or a hearing aid, the best place to go is Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Edmund works not just with his hand and his knowledge and his experience, but from his heart. So, Edmund, if we wish to speak to you directly and sort out our hearing, how do we do that?
The best way is to reach us by phone at 416-754-4327, or you can always email us at hello@hearingaidsource.ca.
And if you want this information and you're driving, then remember marylins.ca, sponsor expert list, and all the team is there, and a link to Edmund's website and his phone number, 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. Happy St. Patrick's Day and enjoy it. You don't have to be Irish to enjoy St. Patrick's Day. Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet the right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I have kind of a fun story today to tell you about. So I had dinner with one of my happy couples this last week, and they're lovely. And I will say her name because she's come out publicly about using my service. Her name's Natalie McLean. And some people might recognize her name because she's a very well-known wine critic. And anyway, she joined our service a while back, and she met a lovely gentleman, and the two of them are together. They've built a house together. They've been together for now a couple of years, and so it was lovely to get together with them. And the interesting thing is she wrote a book, and it's called Wine Witch on Fire. And so it's sort of apropos. It talks about her going through a divorce and about her business and about the ups and downs of being a wine critic, and also it talks about the coming to a matchmaker, Misty River Introductions, and using us as a matchmaker. And it's funny because when we were sitting having dinner the other night, she said, you know, you probably don't remember, Linda, but she said, when we were sitting together, you said, I have just the guy for you. He's like popped up in my mental Rolodex, and I'm going to match you with him and you first. So anyway, that ended up being the gentleman she's with, and she wrote a lovely part about it in her book. And so she's a New York Times bestseller, so I thought I would mention it, and it's quite exciting to be in such a well-read book, and quite exciting that they're so happy together as well.
Well, I know that you've helped many, many people find the right person, I think, with over 30 years doing this. But you're intuitive, and the fact that someone rich and famous is talking about you and your service, does that mean us ordinary people can have help too?
Exactly, yes. It's good for everybody, but it's always fun when you get somebody who's so high profile come along too that you're able to match. So I like working with the regular people just as much. I'm a regular person, so I like the regular people too.
So if someone wants to talk to you about matchmaking, what they're looking for, how you work, what do we do?
So the best thing to do is to give our office a call. You can use our toll-free number in case you're calling from outside of Toronto. It's 1-877-334-9041. We have about 10,000 people in Toronto as well as people throughout the province. The thing I like to do first is do an interview with you, find out all about you, make sure that we've got enough people that meet your criteria that we can match you on a regular basis. So I like to match usually weekly as long as you're available. And our website is mistyriverintros.com, and there's a wealth of information on there. I do a dating blog, so I give a lot of free advice. So if you want free advice on dating, you can go on there as well. You can also book an appointment right on our website. And the appointment, the interview is free. It doesn't cost or obligate you, but it will give you a lot more information on the service.
So anyone listening who's ready to meet someone new and needs some help, Cupid can be on your team. All you have to do is remember Linda Miller, Misty River Introductions, and take down this number, 1-877-334-9041. That's 1-877-334-9041. Well, thanks for sharing that story, and I'll shout out to Natalie McLean and look for her book, Wine Witch on Fire.
Yeah, it's a really readable, fun book, and I think most people would really enjoy it. So, and she's a really well-acclaimed wine critic, and most people would recognize her name that are people that are interested in wine, so kind of interesting.
And now she has a partner, thanks to you.
There you go.
There we go. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's really nice to talk to you. And I want to talk about something so practical. You know, a lot of us are on medications for different things, and when we go away for a couple of days or for a weekend, we often are taking a number of different tablets, putting them in some kind of a container, and traveling. We don't necessarily want to take the whole container that we have from the manufacturer, and we may be thinking it's just easier. All I need is two or three pills from three different categories. The problem is that nobody knows what those tablets are but you. If it's not in the original container given to you from the pharmacy or in the amber vial given to you from the pharmacy, those amber vials are really important because it labels the drug and it lets you know what you're taking, but it also lets somebody else know what you're taking. And just occasionally, if you're traveling and maybe you faint, and someone is trying to help you by looking through your purse or by looking through your carry-on and seeing what medications you're on, a doctor or a healthcare worker can help figure out what's going on when they know what pills you're on.
Not too long ago, I was on a flight where someone had a seizure, and we looked in his bag, and he had a number of different medications that helped us understand why he had the seizure, but the medications were in their original bottles, and they were all labeled properly. According to the U.S. government, when you cross the border, you're supposed to have all your medications in the pharmaceutical bottle that they've come in, so that it's clear what pills you're taking. So it's not just for the U.S. government, but it's for everybody else, and it's for your own protection to keep the pills in their original containers or in the bottles from the pharmacy. It simplifies the process if you get into trouble, and it helps a doctor like me understand how to help you and what we need to look at.
Well, again, that's very practical advice. And who knew? Most people find it easier to use a dispenser and put those two or three pills in the day of Monday to Friday or whatever and head out wherever they're going. So thank you for letting us know that we should have to have our pharmaceutical bottles and have them with us properly labeled, and the reason why. You don't know what you don't know. We just heard it from Dr. Brown. So if you're planning a getaway, remember to keep your bottles of medication in their original packaging so that they're identifiable. It's important and it's good. And if you want to take charge of your health, remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's useful advice in clear language by Dr. Vivian Brown. Ask for it at your local bookstore. Look for it on Amazon. Check out drvivianbrown.com or call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. It's worth getting and reading and understanding how to take charge of your health. Thank you, Dr. Brown, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, our downsizing realtor, Sharon Parenteau, joins us with her Smart Realty Solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Hello again, Marilyn, and top of the morning to you. As they say, on St. Patrick's Day, everyone is Irish. Your listeners may not know it, but if they are homeowners in the GTHA, then they are sitting on or in a pot of gold. Their homes they own are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, which by everyone's account makes them rich. But there's one problem. They can't access all those riches since they're tied up in literal bricks and mortar. Of course, by now, you know the solution is to downsize from their large empty nest to a smaller home. This would free up the equity they've been building in their properties over the decades and fund their lifestyle, wellness, and health goals in retirement. According to the Toronto Region Real Estate Board, the average property was worth over $1 million in February. Isn't that astonishing? As big as that number is, many of my clients want to maximize the resale value of their homes. They ask me what they can do ahead of time to cash out for a big jackpot. Here are my top 10 things that every homeowner should do before selling their homes. We're going to count backwards from 10, and I'm going to see whether you can guess number one by the time I'm through. By the way, this list comes from our workbook, The Best Renos for ROI, which is available online. So coming in at number 10, set a budget. I recommend a lot of free or low-cost home improvements, but some home sellers should still expect to allocate between 1 and 2% of their sale price on preparation for sale. On a million-dollar home, setting aside $10,000 to $20,000 for fix-up is a reasonable budget in most cases. Number 9, focus on the main floor. Buyers pay close attention to the main floor when making their purchasing decisions because this is where they spend most of their time. It makes sense for sellers to be sure the main living areas are as appealing as possible. Number 8, depersonalize. Removing personal photos, collections and memorabilia is an easy, free way to make your home more welcoming when buyers visit. Once listed, your home will be viewed online, so you probably don't want this personal information going out to the web anyway. Number 7, enhance curb appeal. Set buyers' expectations from before they even set foot into your home. Fresh mulch, a new welcome mat, and colorful seasonal planting goes a long way in telling buyers that yours is a well-maintained home. Number 6, cosmetic upgrades. Home fashions change over time, and even just minor upgrades can take your home from dated to delightful. Switching out brass hardware for polished nickel or even black matte creates an instant contemporary feel. Painting out honey oak cabinets to a fresh white takes years off your home. Deep clean, number 5. This may seem obvious, but clean homes sell more quickly than ones that aren't. It's well worth the cost of hiring professional cleaners just before listing your home for sale. Number 4, let in the light. You might have spent thousands on heavy custom curtains that were very chic, but minimalist tastes prevail now, and those swags, jabots, panels, and shades kill the natural light that buyers are so desirous of. Take them down. Even simple toppers reduce the light coming in by as much as 20%. Light, bright homes seem more spacious, so let the sunshine in. Number 3, neutralize decor. When my parents bought their first home, they hated the ubiquitous builder's beige. To them, decorating meant colorful paint and wallpaper everywhere. But selling your home is not the time to express your colorful personality. Neutral paint and decor help buyers envision their furnishings in your space without a lot of extra work. Number 2, attend to buyer red flags. This isn't necessarily free or low cost, but if you know there are repairs to be done, take the time to do it before you list your home for sale. These undone maintenance items can cost big money at the negotiating table or after your buyer gets a property inspection done. Trust me, if it leaks, squeaks, or is broken, I'm talking about your house now, not your spouse, take care of it before selling. Okay, so can you guess my top thing homeowners should do before selling their homes? Drum roll, please. Number 1, declutter. No surprise here, Marilyn. Decluttering is the number 1 thing you can do to increase the resale value of your home. Don't worry about quartz countertops and fancy appliances. If your home is cluttered, that's the only thing that buyers will pay attention to. Today's segment comes from a workbook I wrote called Best Renovations for Return on Investment. It's available from our website, smartrealtysolution.com, or by calling me, Sharon, at 416-460-5636. Like everything at Smart Realty Solutions, it's free of cost or obligation. Maryland homeowners don't need the luck of the Irish to get top selling price for their homes. They need an experienced, knowledgeable real estate professional who will guide them through the process, explain the steps, and care about the unique concerns of senior clients. They need Smart Realty Solutions.
416-460-5636. It all starts with a conversation with Realtor Sharon Parenteau. Thank you, Sharon, for that great advice. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you so much.
Now, Jane Teasdale, co-owner of the award-winning Mosaic Home Care Services and Community Resource Center, joins us. Good morning, Jane.
Hi, Marilyn. So today I'd like to discuss how we help family caregivers in providing additional care for their family member or partner. And firstly, the individual or the family should connect with Home and Community Care Support Services by calling 310-2222 or check out their website for more information at healthcarehome.ca. They provide personal care such as showering, bathing, physio, nursing, and the end-of-life care. They provide resources and information, and they are the gatekeepers for admissions into long-term care and day programs. Additional assistance for an individual with Alzheimer's or Parkinson's may get additional care as well. Family doctors should also be aware of community agencies and what private home care agencies can provide to help family caregivers in the community.
So Home and Community Care Support is government, 310-2222. And what does Mosaic Home Care provide then?
So great question, Marilyn. Mosaic has been around for 14 years in Toronto, and we focus on care navigation, oversight, checks and balances, and communicate well with families to relieve their stress. Mosaic is just a phone call away. If families are in the community and haven't been admitted to hospital, it is so difficult to find the maze of knowing where to start and what care you can provide to have top-up services for your family member. There are many home care agencies all providing the same thing with respect to services, but Mosaic Home Care Services definitely stands out in the Toronto region for our person-centered and community model. We also provide care in retirement homes, long-term cares, and bedside sitting. And we also have a community hub and social programs that people can connect to.
So you are stellar, and I've known you for years, and people always rave about your services. If a person wants to connect and find out more about the services that you provide, what do you recommend they do?
So it's quite simple. All the family member has to do is contact us by our website, mosaichomecare.com, to set up an assessment, or call us directly at 416-322-7002 to speak to client services. This is consisting of a social worker and our expert team. They would be happy to chat with you, provide resources and information and helpful tips. They will do an inquiry over the phone to gather information on the help you need, and more importantly, about the person that we're going to be looking after. We want to make sure that we provide the right caregiver to provide the services for your loved one. We are also expertise in Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, and end-of-life care. In fact, we have just finished training a number of our caregivers who have gone through a 7-week intensive program with Baycrest at Home. We provide overnight and 24-hour care in the home. Minimum hours is 4 hours, and provide care in retirement and even in long-term care where we provide the one-on-one. This additional help is needed in long-term care and even retirement homes if medical needs change or someone is coming out of hospital. This helps the main family caregiver or partner have some downtime and respite themselves. If a family member who is the main caregiver needs a break or respite or a holiday, Mosaic is there to assist for short-term care as well. We also deal with long-distance caregiving for those members who live far away and their family member is in Toronto.
So Mosaic does it all. If anyone's interested in finding out more about person-centered care and how Mosaic works and what they can do to assist you, take down the number 416-322-7002. That's 416-322-7002. It starts with a conversation. There's good help out there. Remember the name, Mosaic Home Care. You won't be sorry when you call. Thank you, Jane, and we'll talk next time.
Thanks, Marilyn.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Green is the color for St. Patrick's Day, yet some people, even Irish individuals, refuse to wear green. Catherine is Irish, and she's invited to a St. Patrick's Day event, and she's asked to wear green. She called me Wednesday, frantic. Marilyn, I never wear green. What can I wear instead? I walked Catherine to her mirror and asked her to look herself in the eye. What did she see? Her beautiful green eyes, the color of Irish shamrock, sparkling at us. Catherine was wearing green every day and didn't realize that her eyes were a spectacular green asset. We selected a top in a hue of green that complemented her skin tone and brought out her eyes. And then Catherine was ready for her St. Patrick's Day party tomorrow. Each of us can wear every color. It's the hue that matters. When we wear the shade that works for our skin tone and with our natural coloring, our eyes pop, our skin glows, and if we wish to enhance with makeup, we can, but we do look fabulous without. Instead of shying away from any color, seek the tone that best suits you, and then enjoy the compliments that come your way, and be confident you look great in every color. I am Marilyn West, and I'm happy to be your wardrobe doctor. If you want to talk, please give me a call at 416-504-6777. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn West and your host, and we'll continue to talk from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Back pain, the value of healthy living. A reoccurring back problem may be a message telling you to examine aspects of your lifestyle that might be contributing to the problem. Maintaining a healthy weight and not smoking lead the list of changes that can help your back. Although carrying too much weight is not a proven cause of back pain conditions in the first place, being overweight or obese can slow your recovery from back problems. Those extra pounds also increase the risk that back pain will return. The heavier you are, the greater the load your spine must carry. To make matters worse, if the bulk of your weight comes in form of abdominal fat rather than muscle, your center of gravity can shift forward. This shift puts added pressure on your back. By maintaining a healthy weight, you can ease the burden of your spine. If to see if you are at a healthy weight, calculate your body mass index, BMI. This measure takes both your height and weight into consideration. You can find a BMI calculator online at www.health.harvard.edu/BMI. I'm going to say that again. www.health.harvard.edu/BMI. Not only will you help your back if you maintain a normal BMI, in the range from 19 to 25, but you also lower your risk for many diseases, including heart attack, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and high blood pressure. To help you get started on a healthy fitness program, I'm offering you 1 week complimentary of my online group training classes. Just call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
See how you can lower your weight and have a healthy body mass? All you have to do is call Christine to get started. A complimentary week as well. The number is worth taking down and then making that call. 416-809-4084. You'll be glad when you speak to Christine, the health coach. Thanks, Christine, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us from the National Home Show. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And as you said, we're at the National Home Show today and tomorrow at the Enercare Center at Exhibition Place. The show runs from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. today, And tomorrow, it runs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., which is the last day of the show. Our company specializes in home renovations for accessibility. So if you want to talk about renovating your bathroom to make it accessible or renovating any other area in your home, like the kitchen or basement, we are the company for you. With over 13 years of experience in accessibility renovations, you can trust us to get the job done right. We have also brought a very unique product with us to the home show called the Travel Buggy Dash. It's a portable, foldable power wheelchair that is lightweight. Weighing just over 40 pounds, Dash is one of the lightest power chairs ever. Dash can easily be lifted into the back of your vehicle without the use of ramps or specialty lifts, and is even lighter than most manual wheelchairs. Dash can hold up to 265 pounds and offers powerful motors to tackle inclines and modern outdoor terrains. So, if you're in the market for a power chair that is lightweight, easy to transport, and smooth to ride, come down to the show this weekend and test it out. And if you can't make it, not to worry, you can always call and book an appointment to test ride it. Greater Toronto Accessibility is located in the Healthy Aging Pavilion, which is dedicated to aging in place. Our booth number is 4610. That's 4610. We are under the huge number 10 sign in the rafters of the building. You can't miss it. If you'd like more information or want to book an appointment to get a quote, call me, 647-206-6409.
I know you're busy at the show, and it's an exciting show. Booth 4610 under the big number 10 sign at the National Home Show. And are you answering your phone even though it's showtime?
I'll be answering my phone. If you're having trouble finding us or you just want to talk, give me a call. I'm here all day, and I will answer my phone.
647-206-6409. Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility. When you deal with him, you do it once and you do it right. Thanks, Daniel, and we'll talk next week. Have a great show.
Thanks, Marilyn. Appreciate it.
Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, a celebration of all things Irish. Green is the color of the day. This is but one of the 450 cultures that exist here in Canada. So to bond our communities, we can start by being open to learn from one another. The easiest and most fun way to make this happen is to explore the cultural activities, and these provide us with an opportunity to share food, music, art, and other aspects that our various cultures offer. We can all come together at these events and build new relationships, create lasting memories as well. There are opportunities each month to celebrate various cultures. Next Saturday is the Niagara Beer and Taco Festival. April is a month where, as sports fans, we can stand together and know that we have our differences, but we have our teams. We can cheer on the Leafs and the Raptors, and the FC season starts. Oktoberfest, the CNE, Pride Parade, the Toronto Caribbean Carnival are just a few cultural celebrations to look forward to. May 24th to the 26th, we can enjoy Carisaga, the largest multicultural showcase in Ontario, in fact, in Canada. We are a mosaic. Each one of us are part of the whole of our wonderful country, Canada. Yes, we have things in common, and we each are unique as well. Our heritage and culture are part of who we are. We can drop our guard and learn to trust one another and let each other in. We can enjoy living side by side, and we can reap benefits of learning from each other's cultural heritages. We can accept one another and make things better. Author and microbiologist Rene Dubos wisely pointed out, human diversity makes tolerance more than just a virtue. It makes it a requirement for survival. We can mix and mingle and build together and reap the benefits of our cultural differences. All it takes is a willingness to listen, to learn, and to share whenever an opportunity presents itself. That can be person to person, or with a larger venue such as the festivals and carnivals we've been discussing. Each of us are in charge of our life. So let's choose to live peacefully together, to respect one another, and to enjoy our cultural differences and share the things we have in common. It's time now to say goodbye and thank you for this week. Thanks to all the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. And thank you to Duncan Ian and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very, very special thank you to you for joining us. Know that all the From a Woman's Perspective team are here for anyone who wishes to take charge of their life. We'll gladly answer any questions and share our knowledge, experience, and expertise. Our contact information is on marylins.ca under the heading On Radio. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Have a fabulous day. Have a happy St. Patrick's Day. Goodbye until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8 here on Zoomer Radio. And please remember, together we definitely are better, and our cultures enrich us.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.